from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The president arrives in Florida.
Yeah, they're doing a great job on power. They're doing a great job. Historically, there's never been anything like this. But the United States Coast Guard, FEMA, working along with Governor Scott, they've really done an amazing job.
Actually, that's the president just before departing for Florida, over and above the noise of his awaiting helicopter. But the president has arrived in Florida, where he's receiving a briefing on recovery efforts from Hurricane Irma and meeting with some of the people impacted by the powerful storm. Vice President Mike Pence also in Florida with the president. Trump's first stop, Fort Myers, is to be followed by a visit to Naples. The center of Irma passed through those areas and went up the western side of Florida. This is Florida's Governor Rick Scott.
There's a lot of work to do. When we stopped at the Emergency Operations Center, they still need their water. We still have the sewer, and there's still power needs. It's starting to come up in Key West, but the rest of the Keys, we have a lot of work to do.
In the meantime, officials are investigating whether a lack of electricity to run air conditioning is to blame for the deaths of 8 nursing home patients in Hollywood, Florida. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Wednesday the department of hundreds of thousands of members of Myanmar's Rohingya community can only be described as ethnic cleansing. Guterres said at the United Nations headquarters in New York that he was calling on Myanmar authorities to suspend military action. The Dalai Lama was asked his thoughts on the crisis.
Those people, you see, who sort of harassing some Muslim, then they should remember Buddha. I think such circumstances, Buddha helping, definitely help to.
This is VOA News. Islamic State terrorists have beheaded 2 civilian hostages in Afghanistan's volatile eastern province of Kunar. Provincial Governor Wahidullah Kalimzai told VOA on Thursday the incident took place 2 days ago. He said the victims had no affiliations with the government. Afghanistan's branch of ISIS has taken credit for slaying the men, accusing them of being American spies. On its global media outlet, the Syrian-based terrorist group also posted pictures of the hostages dressed up like inmates at the controversial U.S.-run Guantanamo Bay prison. An early morning fire at a private religious school in the Malaysian capital of Kuala Lumpur killed 23 people today, most of them teenage boys. Fire officials say the pre-dawn blaze at the school broke out in the top floor of the dormitory building where the students were sleeping. The victims, 21 boys between the ages of 13 and 17, and 2 adult teachers were unable to escape because the only entrance to the sleeping quarters was blocked by fire. The windows were covered by iron grills. Witnesses looked on helplessly as they heard the students screaming for help as the fire raged. Their bodies were later found huddled in 2 corners of the burned-out room. Well, President Trump says he's fairly close to a deal with congressional leaders regarding the undocumented immigrants who came to the country as children, and that any agreement must include massive border security.
800,000 young people brought here, no fault of their own. So we're working on a plan. We'll see how it works out. But we're going to get massive border security as part of that.
Once again, that is the president earlier today speaking above his awaiting helicopter. The comments Thursday came shortly after he tweeted that he did not make a deal with the House and Senate Democratic leaders on the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that the administration had canceled last week. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer had said after the meeting with Trump Wednesday night that they had agreed to quickly put in place protections for the 800,000 people who registered under DACA. That's the Obama-era program that protected them from deportation. U.S. human rights groups are suing the federal government over warrantless searches of phones and computers at the U.S. border. The American Civil Liberties Union and the Electronic Frontier Foundation announced Wednesday that they have filed a lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security on behalf of 10 American citizens and 1 U.S. permanent resident who had their smartphones and laptops searched without warrants. Several, but not all, of those named are Muslims. One of them said he was physically restrained while being questioned. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.